You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let us begin with the top news from economy. The Union Government's policy announced in Budget FY22 to either privatize or close down 176 central public sector undertakings in non-strategic sectors is at an impasse, owing to resistance from within the government and an apparent lack of conviction from the top brass. Official sources don't expect the situation to change before the general elections in May 2024. Of the 60-odd companies identified for disinvestment in these sectors in the initial batches, there has hardly been any progress except the steel sector. Some ministries, including the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, have opposed privatization of CPSEs under their ambit. Others have exhibited a lack of interest in the plan by not taking any administrative initiative, even though many companies under their supervision are obvious drags on the exchequer. On their part, the Department of Public Enterprises and Niti Aayog identified 176 CPSEs in the non-strategic sectors and have recommended that over 60% of them be wound up, while the rest, considered viable units, be privatized. In news related to market, renowned investor Warren Buffett remains optimistic that there would be plenty of investment opportunities despite the changes the world was seeing, but struck a note of caution on US banks in light of the recent failures of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank. At the Berkshire Hathaway shareholder meeting in Omaha, often called Woodstock for capitalists, thousands gathered to listen to Buffett, 92, and his right-hand man, Charlie Munger, 99. Buffett said, quote, "The world changing and new things coming doesn't take away any opportunities. What gives opportunities is other people doing dumb things. In the 58 years that we have been running Berkshire, there has been a great increase in people doing dumb things," unquote. He added that the big money today was in selling other people's ideas and not in outperforming. Berkshire Hathaway's first quarter net profit rose to $35.5 billion, with the firm's cash pile topping $130 billion. Moving on to industry, Adani Group has received assurances of financial support from three Japanese banks, Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group, Sumitomo Mitsui Banking, and Mizuho Financial Group, according to sources close to the development. The three banks are not current lenders to the group, and the support from them will include loans for new projects and refinancing of high-cost debts, as the group embarks on a series of expansion plans, the sources added. The assurances were provided at the group's investor roadshows held across Asia and Europe to win back trust, following a January report by short seller Hindenburg Research, which led to the erosion of half of the group's market capitalization. The sources said existing lenders, including Standard Chartered and Barclays too, have reaffirmed their confidence in the group's operations. All banks have pledged support to refinance bonds maturing in FY24 and FY26 and existing and new debt. Adani Group has $4 billion of bonds maturing in FY24 and FY26. Meanwhile, the Finance Ministry has removed all restrictions and conditions on capital expenditure by ministries under the centrally sponsored schemes and grants in aid for the creation of capital assets in the first quarter of the current financial year, in a move aimed at evenly spreading out capex during the year. Usually, ministries and departments are allowed to spend 25% of their budget in each quarter. However, such spending is slower than the permitted limit in the first and second quarters due to various conditions. According to cash management guidelines, ministries have to attune bulk expenditure items to monthly goods and services tax collections and quarterly advance tax payments for smooth exchequer control. The guidelines mandate that the release of amounts between Rs 500 crore and Rs 2000 crore are to be made during the 21st and 25th of a month to take advantage of GST collections. Lastly, exports of agricultural and processed food products rose by 9% to $26.3 billion in 2022-23 as compared to FY22, driven by a spike in shipment of rice, fruits and vegetables, livestock and dairy products. The shipment of products under the Agricultural and Processed Food Products Exports Development Authority, APEDA, basket surpassed the target of $23.56 billion for FY23. According to the Directorate General of Commercial Intelligence and Statistics, The value of rice exports in FY23 rose by more than 15% year-on-year to a record $11.1 billion from $9.6 billion in the previous fiscal. In terms of volume, rice shipment grew by 5% to 22.34 million tons last fiscal year-on-year. The increased realization in rice exports has been achieved despite India last year banning broken rice shipment and imposition of exports tax on 20% of white rice. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.